Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. In the next couple of videos, we're going to be talking about the top mistakes that a lot of new entrepreneurs make. This is part one, and there's going to be a part two after this. So make sure that you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss when we post it. One of the biggest mistakes that I see is that a lot of new entrepreneurs don't have a lot of focus or a proper plan. And it's very easy to get distracted, to get pulled in a bunch of different directions when you don't have a clear vision of where you're going. And then when you add faith into it, a lot of times we over-spiritualize the process as well. That leaves us a lot more confused and on this hamster wheel where we're doing a ton of things but not really seeing results. So the first thing that you need to do when you have a business idea is to do a business plan. Now, it's not something you need to turn in for a grade to my overachievers. You're not writing this to get an A. You're writing this so that you can flesh out your idea. A business plan forces you to look into the details of the market, of what you're offering, what sets your offer apart, of the pricing, all of the things. It just forces you to really look at the details of the business. So that's the first thing that you need to do. In my opinion, what you also need to do is have a clear vision, a clear strategic plan. So something we have in our company is a 5-year strategic plan. So I know from now until 5 years from now what the focus is going to be, and then we make decisions based off of the established focus. Right now in the digital age, because a lot of businesses that even were traditionally brick and mortar are online, it's so much information that's being thrown at us. And the salespeople are really good, right? The marketing a lot of times is really good. And so you're being bombarded with so many different, you need this, you need that, you need to invest in this, invest in that. All of these different conversations, all of these different things. So now you've bought all of these products and services and you don't know where exactly you need to start or why you bought them in the first place beyond what the seller convinced you or beyond what the seller told you what you needed it for. And so not having a proper plan or a proper vision really is going to keep you spending a ton of money, and you'll justify it with yourself. So it's like, oh, I'm investing in my business. But you need to know before you invest, why am I investing in this? Is this the only way? And how am I going to get a return on this investment? Whenever you send money out in your business, you need to understand how it's going to come back. The next mistake I see is trying to do everything before launching. You can't pre-plan everything. It's just going to make you stuck in the building phase and creating and creating and creating and not seeing a return on that time that you're putting into it. Nothing is going to teach you how your product or service needs to be than feedback from your audience. So what you need to do after you have your idea and you know what you're selling, do it for free or for a low cost a little bit to kind of get some feedback. So if you have a product, ask your audience, whoever you gave it to, how does it feel? What do you like? What would you change about it? What do you like? What do you dislike? How was the shipping process for you? Well, how was the logistics side of things? How can we improve upon that? You even check in with yourself. Did I like doing this? You know what I mean? Did I like this? Did I enjoy this? Is this beneficial for me? Is this a good use of my time? All of these different things. This is an opportunity for you to test things out. So I am a firm believer in test it before you sell it, because you need to prove it. Whatever your product or service is, you need to prove your idea before you introduce it into the market. Everything that I've done in business, I have proven it before I introduced it to the market. So it made selling and marketing so much easier because I have proven results already. I've perfected the process and figured out what I liked, what I didn't like, what I needed to do, what I didn't need to do. It was funny, we were getting ready to plan out our service for Anchor Media. We do marketing and management for podcasts. I was sitting and thinking, like, what needs to be the details of this service? And so I had tested the service out for a year at a discounted rate for a few podcasts that I worked with. We measured the results, so everybody's shows were increasing by at least 50% across the board. And so when we were planning out the service, I was like, oh, we should do this, we should do that, we should do this. And so me and my marketing manager was just sitting there like, that's a lot of work. And then when I was looking at even how much I would have to charge, because this expense is now added to this, and now we're having that expense. So in order for me to see the profit margin that I want to see, I would need to charge this, but I want to keep the pricing at an affordable rate because I don't want to price out the people who need it. Like, the people who need this type of service aren't at the point where they're making money in their podcast yet. So I can't charge them, but for so much, because it's not something that they're making money from yet. They will with working with us, but in the beginning, it needs to be justifiable. And so we were just figuring out what the service was going to be. And then I was like, well, we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for this past year and got these results. Let me scale myself back. I know I want to do a lot, but it's going to take a lot for my team. It's going to take a lot out of me. It's going to cost more for me to do all the things that I want to add. Let me just relax. Scale back and do what is effective, and then let that increase of cash flow pay for the more that we'll introduce at a later time.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
So that's an example on some of the things that you can do before you launch. Not taking a bunch of courses, doing a bunch of Googles, or a bunch of hypotheticals. Nothing is going to teach you what you need to do beyond experience. Especially if you're introducing a new service to the market, as many opportunities as you have to talk to your target audience is where you need to be. Because people will just start telling you stuff like, oh, I wish that I could be able to do this. Like, oh, I like this, but, and just in conversation, some of this stuff doesn't even come from a survey or any type of feedback form. Some of this just comes from interaction and conversation. You start to really learn the uncommunicated needs of your audience by just paying attention. And so nothing is going to beat experience when it comes to launching a new product or service. Do your research, but you have to do the thing. And then as you do the thing, you can improve upon it based on the new information you get from practice. And the last mistake I'll mention is not appropriately pricing your services or products. So pricing. Your pricing is dependent on a few different variables. When you're a product-based business, it's easier because, like, okay, how much does it cost? So, and not just the cost of the good, but shipping, packaging, labor, all of these different things. It's a lot easier to calculate when it comes to products. So this is the cost, this is the profit margin I'm gonna have, and so that's the price. And then you also should make sure that you're making room for any type of sales that you wanna have. So if you know you're gonna have Black Friday sales or anything of that nature, you wanna make sure that your profit margin can accommodate that and you're not in a space where you're losing money because you didn't appropriately price. And that's something that happens. A friend and I, some years ago, we were talking about this company, and it was all unfolded on, like, Twitter, I think. And I'm not even on Twitter, but I know we'll be going on Twitter because of group chats. So she and I were talking, and she was like, man, this girl has this super popular product. It keeps selling out. She's making all of this gross money, but she's not profiting anything. Like, she's actually losing money month after month, product after product. She keep having all these sales and pre-sales and all of that trying to catch up. So now she has all of these people who order she wasn't able to fill because she didn't have the money to fulfill the orders. And it was crazy. It was like, what not to do business 101. And we were talking about it. I'm like, I felt horrible watching it unfold. But that's a real problem that a lot of people have, is not pricing things appropriately. Now, remember I talked about there are different variables that go into it. So those of you guys where you don't have product-based businesses, so it's service-based, so it's a lot different. Some of the things that you should consider are the brand. So do you want to be affordable? Do you want to be discounted? Do you want to be luxury? So that's one of the things that'll determine your price point. Of course, all of the costs that are associated with it. So that definitely needs to be added into that. Also, what industry are you in? What's the going rate for whatever it is that you do. And if you do want to be on the luxury side, so let's say you're a photographer and the going rate, let's say you're a wedding photographer, and a going rate for wedding photographers is about $10,000 for the wedding, and you want to be luxury, so you want to charge $20,000. Okay, now what do you need to add to justify you being more expensive than everybody else? I personally don't think it's a problem with it. I think whatever you price your stuff, somebody will buy it if you market it correctly, but you need to be able to justify that. So that's something that you can consider. Now you may decide, okay, for the first year to get my experience up, I'm going to do it as a discount. Like I said before, I've done that every single time before introducing anything. I've done it at a discount or for free, because it's an opportunity for me to learn, perfect my process, get my results and my marketing materials and my testimonials and all of those things before introducing it to the public. So consider that when it comes to your pricing as well. Consider the type of people that you want to work with, because unfortunately, the lower the price point, you get a certain type of person than you would as something that's more expensive. I've had clients who will, like at a, I would think the lowest thing we offer is our membership to the society. And I've had people do chargebacks and all of these different things. And for the most expensive thing we offer, which is Anchor Media's digital service, where we do the marketing and management of podcasts, I've had people say, okay, cool, send me the invoice for the whole thing. And it's no questions, it's no anything. And I think about that for me as a consumer too. When I'm paying for stuff, I'm like, send me the whole invoice. It's a no-brainer. We don't even really need to talk for more than 2 seconds. And so that's something that you should think about too, is the type of customer that you want to have. Something else to include in there is your experience. I have a master's in business, so I'm definitely going to charge more because I paid a lot of money for my master's in business. My team has certifications and things in marketing, so we're going to be able to charge more because we're not just coming from experience, we're coming from education and a proven track record, so we can charge appropriately for that. So those are some things to consider when it comes to your pricing, and the business plan goes into that, which is why I'm telling you guys you need to have one. The business plan goes into your pricing model so that you can understand what you're charging, why you're charging it, and then making sure that you're monitoring your finances so that you can be able to make a financial decision as far as your price point and things like that moving forward. I did do a course on strategic planning for new entrepreneurs, where I show you a business plan, I show you a marketing plan for both service-based and product-based businesses, and just really walk you through how to do that. The link for that will be in the description if you want to check it out. And that's it for this video. Part 2 is coming soon, so make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.